December 19th, Ross asked me, why did the bear cross the street? I said, I don't know. I said, to eat some berries. And he said, no, give up? And I said, yeah. And then he said, why did the bear cross the street, Ross?
Christmas.
Right.
Marty Kaufman asked me, could you play? And I was recording. I said, Marty Kaufman asked me, could you play? And Ross said, he asked Rossi, too.
Ross was trying to play a game up in his bed. And he said, your deadly trap isn't very easy for keeping us in here. He meant I wasn't doing the thing that he was trapping himself in, he thought was mine, wasn't good at keeping him in there. He said it wasn't very easy at keeping
him. I said, Mom makes good toast. And Ross said, she buys good jam. Because the kind of jam that she buys shows on my skin and you know where to lick it. It's sort of a black raspberry jam, by the way.
I was reading him a Christmas story last night, and Ross said, if I wanted to have a pony, you know what I would do? I would hang 4 stockings by the fireplace. Mm. Why, Ross?
Because a pony has 4 legs.
Right. Pony has 4 legs.
Very good.
Well, this is the first time Ross did the following politeness form. He said, could I ask for a glass of water? And, in other words, the could I ask is an oblique politeness form.
I want to interject that this comes from you telling him that you didn't even want to hear him asking, not tonight, but other times. There's been quite a deal made over asking.
Oh, sometimes I don't even want to hear you ask for it.
Yeah.
And so he asked, could I ask?
It sounds like a politeness form, but it actually has a very obvious function. Yeah. May I ask? Can I get away with it, sort of?
Well, he may have. I doubt that explanation in this case. I can't imagine. But, certainly could be supportive. It could be supportive of that.
Christmas presents. And Ross, he said, guess what, Daddy, when I was in Denver, I sent a whole list. I sent a list when I was 3 years old in Denver. I sent a list to Santa. Actually, was he ever 3 in Denver?
Yeah.
And sent a list to Santa of what he wanted. And
how did he know he was 3?
What is it? And he said, and I wanted the, what did he say? And you wanted the whole Millennium, the whole Empire Strikes Back collection. Did
you
get it?
Yeah, the whole Empire Strikes Back Star Wars collection.
Mm-hmm. Did you get it?
Nope.
So how did you get
the Millennium Falcon?
You did get the Millennium Falcon? Falcon.
Now, how did he know he was 3 in Denver?
How did you know you were 3 years old in Denver?
I remember it.
Good. We talked about when he was 3 and things like that.
It's accurate, that's all.
And yesterday, Dad, we had a Mug, and he said, I don't know how to say Mugician. And I said, oh, magician.
He's also stuck in a baby suit, and Albert's hat was a parakeet head.
Well, why did he have a parakeet suit on?
Because he does magic.
And he was a magic parakeet?
Was his name Pete?
No.
Pete,
no.
The parakeet.
No. And Dad, guess what? What? Every time after he'd done the trick, he took a glass of water, and at the first time he took a glass of water, and then after his trick, he took another glass of, he filled the base with them, something and took another glass of water.
Mm. It was empty, but he filled it?
Yeah. And he didn't even have to take a picture or something.
Hmm. I wonder how he did that.
He really is magic.
It really is, eh?
Yeah.
What do they call him?
I don't know.
A musician? Is he a musician? No.
No.
No. A magician? Yeah.
No, I don't even know how to say that.
Try it. Magician.
Magician.
That's right. Good. It's tough. Okay, you guys finished? Go watch. I said, Marky said that my tummy will fell off, and Ross corrected and said, will fall off. Ross had pulled out a thing on his toy, and I had to fix it. And I said, if I fix this, will you promise not to put it not to pull it apart again? And he said, if I do, please forgive me. Today is December 24th. And Ross about Santa Claus coming, and Ross said, Dad, you know what I think makes snow come down here? I said, what? He said, the North Pole. I said, why? He said, because maybe pieces of snow come off the North Pole. You know something? You're right. Sure. All that cold comes from the Arctic. The real cold.
Okay.
Ross got a raccoon, and there was a television program called Raccoons on Ice, and so as soon as that was a couple nights ago, and then he got this raccoon for Christmas, and I asked him what the raccoon's name was, and he said he was going to name the raccoon Icy, and so this morning I said, asked Mark what his bear's name, and Bear said it was, he said it was Bangus, and then I said, yeah, and Ross named his raccoon Icy, and Ross said, no, not Icy, Icy, and he made this big deal about how it wasn't one thing but another, and it appears as if now he's going to name the raccoon Icer friend, so that it's very clear that the raccoon's name has something to do with ice.
Marky was telling us to get going for a trip, said, let's go, Mom and Dad. And Ross said, don't shout us so much. Don't be in such a rush. Actually, Marky wasn't shouting. He was just being a little bossy.
Let's go down now,
okay? Okay, Mark.
Let's go now. Because that's one real light.
We don't need it. We don't need it. Right. We don't even need that light. We can see in the dark.
Right. But we need that too.
How come?
Because it's a big one.
Okay. Hey, little boy.
I'm going in here.
Okay.
Yeah, are you going in there?
Yes.
And that's where I'm going in there. I'm in front. You're going in front. That's front, right?
No, that's back.
Oh.
Daddy's going.
Mark,
Marky said, you get in that place, okay?
What?
Marky said, where are we going? Mama said, I said, I don't know. And he said, we're going to the Christmas.
To the
where?
Mimi.
To the Mimi?
Yeah.
We're not going to the Mimi, are we, Mom? So one house that had a lot of bulbs, and he said they have most of them, and he meant they have the most. How about that? I said that while Ross and Mary were gone, Marky was being real good, and Ross said, I said, be real good like Ross is. I said, no, it was being real good like Ross, and Ross said, is now. In other words, real good like Ross is now. So he filled in the is now.
Ross said, sometimes, you know, Mom, sometimes in the morning when I get hiccups, I think that I get the feeling that I'm a regular boy. And I said, and aren't you a regular boy? And he said, no. You know that thing that I did in the car with the tape recorder? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, that wasn't regular boy stuff. He had picked a tape recorder up with his foot. So that shows that he has super powers. There's also something else interesting about this. He says about sometimes in the morning when I get hiccups. He's taking this instance when he had hiccups in the morning and using it as some kind of identifier to the situation. Whereas I know that he gets hiccups sometime else in the morning on other days. It's not always in the morning that he gets hiccups. But this morning is morning, and he got hiccups this morning, and so he uses that. I've heard him do this before. Not necessarily with this morning, but I can't think for the moment what. But anyway, I've seen that. I've seen him doing that before. The this morning things.
Ross and I are playing checkers now. Ross said, it's your turn, Dad, remember? Okay, gotta move, Ross. Marty, don't fall over. Okay, I gotta move then, right? Boy, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I got an idea. I'm gonna move this guy up here.
Okay. Let me see.
Don't drop my bag. Move that back there. If you do that, I can take him, but you can take me. It's okay. I'll tell you what. You move it, and I'll show what happens. Okay, ready? Boom, boom, and I take you back. It's okay, Ross. You can't move back. You can't go back once you do it.
I don't want to move.
But you can take my guy now.
I want.
You can take my guy now. You take my guy. Here, Marty. Good.
I got three and you got three.
Okay, but maybe I can take your guy again now. No, I can't, but I might be able to real soon if I'm real careful. I think if I move this guy up, okay, I'm move that guy up, then next time I can go boom, boom. Mm. So you better be careful and get that guy protected. How are you going to protect that guy? Boy, I don't know what you're going to do. No, that won't help.
Uh-huh. I'm going to do...
Okay, then I'm going to take him now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take him now. Mm-hmm. You ready? I'm going to take him. You want to protect him? Okay, move it back. Look, I'll show you how to protect him. You want to see? Move him up here. I'll take him, and then you can take me. But then I'll take you. Let's see it, how it works. I take you. Now you take me. Here, Marky. Take me. Oops, I won. I take you.
We both got four.
Yeah, but I got an extra one now.
Five.
I got five, yeah. Now you've got to figure out how to take me. How do you take me? Watch. Wait, wait, wait. No, that won't work. Jump, jump. No, Mark.
I got you.
Okay,
I
now
got
we're
five
even.
And you got five.
Okay, now we're even, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now I've got to figure out how to take you again.
Now
I'm five. I'm going to figure out how to take you. So I'm going to sneak and get you. If you don't watch out, I'm going to get you. Do you know how I'm going to get you?
I don't mind if you get me.
Sure you do. You want to see how I'm going to do it?
Yeah.
I'm going to go jump, jump.
No, you can't go like this.
Yes, I can. I'm going to jump my guy and then go like that. Now, you better hurry up and get out of the way. Nope, can't move backwards ever. You can move here, though. That's a good place to move. Ooh, now I'm in trouble because you can take me. Not yet. My turn. I'm going to sneak out of the way. I'm going to sneak out of the way.
Oh.
Okay, your turn. Now, if you want to, you can move here. That's real sneaky. You know why that's real sneaky? Because you're going to get a king. You can get a king. You know what a king does?
Yeah, you say king me.
And that means you get to go backwards.
Yeah.
Ready?
King me.
I'm in trouble now. Boy, am I in trouble.
King me.
Am I in trouble. You ready? You got to move forward.
I got it.
No, Marcy, don't mess it up. Okay, move it in. Move it into the last row, Russ. Okay, say, king me.
King me.
Okay, no, Marcy, put it back. You can't take it away.
Take one of these guys.
Okay, now put him a king. Give him a king, Marcy.
Put, like...
on top.
Like that.
Right.
Now I got king.
Okay, you're king. Now, you know what that means?
Yeah.
It's not your turn, but when it's your turn, it means you can move backwards. So you can move any way you want now. These guys can only move forwards, but this guy's a king. He can move backwards. Not yet, though.
I'm going to only use my king.
Not yet, though. Not yet. You're not a Jedi yet.
Oh, yeah?
And now be real careful with where you move. If you move that way, I'll get you.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't get you there, though. Boy, am I in trouble. I better move out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can move over here and cause me trouble, too. Boy, am I in trouble.
Don't move over there, okay?
Am I in trouble? Boy, I'm in trouble.
Don't move over there, okay?
Why not?
Because I don't want
to. If I move there, you can take me.
Okay.
You want to take me? Watch out, I'm in real trouble. My turn. Wait, it's my turn.
Okay.
I haven't moved yet. Okay, I'm going to move here.
Okay, now it's like...
What's that, Mark? Now, I'm not going to help you anymore because you're good enough. I'm not going to help you anymore,
okay.
Ross. I'm not going to give you a good idea.
Okay,
you know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take you.
I was about to jump you.
Too bad. But you know where you can jump me? I'll show you where.
Yeah.
You can jump me right here. With your king.
I got you.
Okay. Now I'm in trouble, aren't I? But I can sneak in. I'm going to get myself a king.
Can I jump over my own name?
It has to be a space in between us.
Okay. Oh boy, am I in trouble. Oh boy.
But you can figure out a good idea. Try to get another man.
For mine.
What?
For my bunch.
Yeah, see if you can get another one of my guys. See if you can gobble one of my guys. No, don't just pull it yet. No, don't do that. Oh, just wait, Ross. Try to get one of mine off the board. Try to zip him off.
Mm.
Yeah. Move a guy up. Right. No, just one step.
Mm.
Unless you want to jump. You could jump this guy and move here.
Then
I might get him. You know, a real good idea is to move that one up.
Okay.
I'll tell you why that's a good idea.
Why?
You move him up, and next time you can go jump. Okay? Boy, I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to get a king. I need a king. So king me.
Okay.
Okay, now it's your turn.
Jump.
No, jump over this one.
I got your king.
And over my guy.
I got your king.
Okay, now it's, now you're in trouble, Ross.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do. I won't do it. It's too mean. You know what I could do? I could really ruin you. Jump, and I could take the king and everybody.
No, I don't want my king to be.
Okay, okay, let's go back and let's not do jump. Let's go back here.
I want to bring my king over here.
Okay, bring your king over there. I'm going to go.
My king can do anything it wants.
Okay, but next time you have to do it when it's your turn, okay? Because you're not supposed to do it when it's not your turn. Okay, ready?
Okay.
I'm going to sneak in here. Your turn. I'm not going to help you anymore because you're winning. If you do that, I'll take your king.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that.
You know, I'll show you a sneaky way to do it, though. Move that guy in there. Yeah. See, I can't get him because I can't jump over him, right?
Right.
But I can jump him over here.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can try to get another king. Come on down and get another king.
Not
so push him. Okay, push him in. No, not that far. You can only move forward. This guy's going to move forward. Yes? Okay, here, I'm going to take him. I'm going to take him. I can move him. King me.
King me.
And now you better figure out something good. You better save that guy by moving him. Well, I'm going to take him. Good, smart move. And now, what am I going to do? I'm going to move here. You better save your king and move away. Good. No, that's not good, because then I'll go this way. Move him this way. Good.
I'm
Oops, I can. That's not a good idea either. Wait, I've got a better idea. See, if you move here, let me show you what happens. If you move here, I'll go junk, junk. And that's not smart. So, and if you move here, watch what will happen. I'll go junk, junk. But, watch this one. If you move here, then you block me.
Okay.
So do that.
Okay, I'll do that with my
king. No, you can't do the king. Okay, yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do now. I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble.
Okay.
I'm in this guy.
What's the fight?
No, don't do that, then I'll go. Well, watch what happens. If you do that, I'll go. Yeah.
I think that's a jump move.
Yeah, but you can't.
Why do I never jump
here? You can't move backwards.
Why
do
I never jump here?
Get a king. Get a king. Who's this guy? Okay. Okay, my turn. Watch out, Marky. My turn.
You can go back.
Okay, now you can get a king. You can get a king, Russ.
Okay.
So king me.
King me.
You have moved on. No.
I told Russ that he could have some jam after he finished his sausage, and he said, I've started it, can I have some jam now? And he said, no, I said, only when you're finished with it. And he said, oh, I see. What did Simon?
Oh,
I didn't understand. He's playing with his rebel transport and has one of the little figures coming out a hole. And I said, one of the figures can come out over here too. And he said, yeah, these figures can come out here easily. Ross and Mark were playing with blocks, and Ross said to Mark, hey Mark, you should try putting this there. Then the guy could slide through. In other words, if he had a certain block to his road, his guy could slide through something. And then Mark said, okay, put it there. And Ross said, too late now, because he was using the block for his stuff too.